702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world. Adam, let's start with this attack on Damascus. Israel targeting Iranian commanders there. Tehran has vowed a response.
Yeah, they don't say exactly what response. Why would they? But Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Zahedi is thought to be, and I think has now been confirmed by Iran as one of the commanders of the Revolutionary Guard who was killed in this attack, seven in all. But if we dovetail this with the attack on the aid convoy in Gaza, seven aid workers of different nationalities, and we believe it's Israel that has carried out the airstrike. This has decidedly teed off some traditional allies, the United States, UK, Australia, who had aid workers, it's been that convoy who were killed. This, the attack in Damascus, has decidedly teed off two traditional enemies, Iran and Syria, both condemning the attack, and Iran absolutely talking about some sort of vengeful action. Although it's interesting, sometimes, although this feels a bit of the upping of the ante, and Israel has certainly attacked a number of targets in Syria before, but if this is an upping of the ante, does it deter Iran or will it inflame tensions? The argument is, if you look at history, it could do either. It's not guaranteed to inflame. It's not guaranteed to quell. We shall see.
Indeed. And of course, the worry is that if this thing escalates into a regional conflict, then we've got a very different ball game on our hands. Talking of ball games, Adam, let's go to football now. An own goal, in a sense, for Germany's new Adidas kit.
Yeah, produced by a German company for the German national team. And all is fine. I mean, it's one of their strips is pink for the away colours, which is not courting the controversy at all, not in this day and age anyway. It's the number 44. Now, most people wouldn't go and buy their national team shirt and automatically go for number 44. I don't even think there's a player who automatically who wears that. But 44, the way it's written in a sort of Gothic style, quasi 1930s, 40s script, it looks absolutely like the SS worn by the Nazi SS units. You can think of that sort of almost like lightning strikes, aren't they? SS. 44 written in this script looks like that. They say that they're not going to stop the kit. The kit is rolling out, but they will block personalization of the jerseys so that nobody can have that number 44 on their replica strip, which you just think, didn't nobody look at that at the planning stage? To hark back 80 years to a Nazi SS kind of style logo. It takes a certain kind of dunderness, I would say, to produce that in the modern age. But I guess banning the number, I mean, maybe it'll popularize the kit among some people, but maybe among some undesirable people as well. I can see some hand embroidery going on among some extremist groups.
They say you don't see it until you've seen it. And then, Adam, you can't unsee it. We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.